So what does downgrading mean? So what's going to happen with this? Why is it such a big thing for you as a human rights defender?
Today's decision represents a really significant move because it's actually the most serious step by one of Uzbekistan's international partners to seriously hold it accountable in recent years. That's because the U.S. legislation involved here actually carries the possibility of sanctions. And we just haven't seen anything come close to that sort of move by a government on human rights issues in Uzbekistan in actually many years.
You have been trying to convince the U.S. government that the situation in Uzbekistan is more serious and that they should be taking some measures. They should be conditioning the Uzbek government as it tries to foster, wider partnership and cooperation with this government. Is this the result of that effort, you think, or is there anything else that's pushing Washington to take this step?
I think to the credit of those that examined the evidence and wrote the report, I think it's really the abuses and the atrocious situation and, the facts on the ground that led to today's decision. I think it's also a testament to the work that activists inside the country have been doing, often at great risk to themselves, to document forced labor in the cotton fields. And so I think it's a combination of a lot of energy and a lot of momentum that's come from civil society and just ordinary Uzbeks who over the many years that this practice has been involved has existed have decided that whether or not this is a cultural norm or is a tradition, that it's not right, and that the way the forced production system looks has to change. Today, the State Department has shown that it is willing to place countries in, the category of the worst abusers if they do not live up to the standards in U.S. law and in international law on human trafficking and forced labor. And now the burden really shifts to the White House. And, Human Rights Watch urges the Obama administration to apply the sanctions that exist in this legislation on Uzbekistan unless the Uzbek government immediately takes significant steps to improve the situation. And that specifically means that Tashkent must immediately invite the International Labor Organization to visit the country during the 2013 cotton harvest. Otherwise, we believe that the White House should act on this important message today being sent by the State Department.
Well, the Uzbek government usually almost never responds to such statements, and we're not expecting any kind of a reaction immediately to the release of this report.
I think governments often will not say in public how they really feel. I think we've seen in the past that President Karimov is very sensitive to criticism. We know that from WikiLeaks cables. We know that from the history of other diplomatic scuffles that have taken place in Uzbekistan. So I think we can rest assured that today's decision will be a black eye at the very least, and will elicit some response, at least privately, from Tashkent. But I think it's a good step. I think it's obviously difficult for the U.S. government to have made this step, given the realities, the geostrategic importance of Uzbekistan in the war effort in Afghanistan, and we recognize that difficulty. But nevertheless, we think it was the right decision, and a decision that really honors the victims of this abusive practice, and which sends the right message to the population of Uzbekistan.